I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing the Echoes podcast from PRX. Today we enter the electronic world of La Morte d'Abi. She's an electronic artist from Florida and Nashville who is creating space music with a somewhat retro techno sound. La Morte d'Abi means death of Abby, but Abigail Lentz, who is La Morte d'Abi, is very much with us. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you about a great place to put your tax refund. That's right here at Echoes and the Echoes Podcast. You know that we are a nonprofit dependent on donations and grants in addition to station fees, and there are no fees for the podcasts. So we come to you to support what you listen to. This fun drive will be new for us because we have gifts. A donation might get you a selection of CDs from our CDs of the month. You could also get a complete set of recordings by Hammock or David Helpling, or Steve Roach's 40th anniversary edition of Structures from Silence. That's a triple CD. You won't hear this on the air. We can't do that. And that means we can't hammer you all day long like a radio station. So you've got to figure it out now. Just go to echoes.org and hit the spring fundraiser ad. That's echoes, echoes.org. And thank you so much for your support. And now, let's get to some of those reasons you should support us, such as discovering an artist that will enthrall you like La Morte d'Abi.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
La Morte d'Abi is an electronic artist living at the intersection of electronic space music and EDM, modular synthesis and computer synths. In fact, there is much that is in between with this artist, whose real name is Abigail Lentz. She recently released the album In Those Days, an exhilarating melodic ride. I'm talking to La Morte d'Abi's Abby Lentz on the Riverside app from her new home in Nashville. Sitting in her studio apartment, she presents like the IT specialist she is. She's wearing horn-rimmed glasses with shoulder-length black hair, with high-cut bangs, and wearing a black collared shirt. Now in her mid-50s, she's only just started releasing her music.
I've only been doing it for a short while, right? I think my first release was in early 2021.
At first release of an EP called Pudding. That's Pudding as in Putting Up With You, which is the name of one of the tracks.
I did the first track of my first release and shared it with some people, and they liked it. And that was, had they not done that, I wouldn't be here.
But what was Abby doing all that time before she assumed the name La Morte d'Abi?
Nothing.
Nothing musically?
Yeah.
You never played an instrument?
I played violin in grade school.
Okay.
In middle and high school, it was alto sax, trumpet, and clarinet, marching band, concert band, jazz band. And then when I got to college, I didn't have the time for it, and I never got back into it.
Ah, what'd you study at school?
Aerospace engineering.
But sometime in the late 2010s, she started messing with synthesizers, first with hardware synths and then modular systems.
The modular for me is kind of a way to explore the hardware side, the manual, right? The non-DAW. For me, it's a tool. The hardware that I've used in the past has been full synthesizers. And I also use VSTs, but the full hardware stuff has been regular synthesizers, and I think the Eurorack is a kind of a big synthesizer, highly customizable. So I'm experimenting with it, learning it.
To release her music, she assumed the name La Mort d'Abby, or The Death of Abby.
I'm a big fan of La Mort d'Arthur, something my mom was a big fan of, so I've read that growing up.
For those of us not up on Arthurian legends, this is the principal source for stories from the Knights of the Round Table. But I suspect there was another reason for the choice. Abby actually grew up as a Goth.
Probably the grandfather of Bauhaus, Susie Sue, you know, Sisters of Mercy, The Cure, Christian Death, just to name a few. There's a lot of it.
But being a child in a military family, she couldn't fully realize her dark gothic nature in her attire.
No. Black, yeah. But, you know, I couldn't do the whole mohawk thing and the piercings and all. I just, yeah, unfortunately.
But she got the goth vibe out there, at least in the track titles on her early album, Aberrant. There are songs like Lethargy, Apathy, Melancholia, and Malaise.
When COVID hit, I was kind of in a bad spot with my job. It's unfortunate. The job I get paid pretty well for, and, you know, work from home, and it's got a whole bunch of ups. And I got to a point where there's too much stress for what I'm doing. And in early 2020, and my parents made the decision they were going to sell their house, and they needed help cleaning it, packing and all that stuff. And I know it was probably going to be a year and a half or so. So I quit my job and moved down to help them do that in that process. And during that process, 2021 rolled around, I started making releases.
Her new album finds the music in a much more upbeat, anthemic mode. She builds melodies out of repeating, evolving arpeggios.
That's the techno aspect, right? Finding a loop, finding something you can loop on, and then, you know, building with those. I have a few tracks I've actually done a real melody for, but I love to take an arpeggio and manipulate the chord progression and manipulate the MIDI on the chord progression, right? Open the chord, close the chord, roll the inversions up or down, add a seventh or whatever for a specific bar. So there's these slight kind of changes. And then you can add processing, you know, filter changes and that sort of thing to actually pull a melody out of it, or stack two or three various arpeggios and band filter them so they sit on top of each other. You get kind of a synergy effect out of it. So you get this interesting, what sounds like a melody, you know, but it's actually an arpeggio or, you know, a repeating sequence.
Abby has a name for this style of music, although she didn't invent it.
I call it melodic techno, and I call it that because that's what Shazam calls it. I had never heard of that before, but in analyzing my music, that's what Shazam labels me as. It's primarily chord progression driven techno, and it's very melodic.
Abby Lentz is a little frustrating as a musician in that she doesn't seem to care about being well-known.
I'm on social media, but right now it's not my main job, unfortunately. I don't can't spend a lot of effort doing a lot of, advertising. And I think the other problem is I don't do live performances. I think if I was doing something live, there would be opportunities, for TikTok and other social media and that sort of thing, a performance, live performance opportunities. And I don't do those.
In fact, you won't even find a press photo of Abby out there.
See, that's the thing. Maybe I need to, especially after this interview, perhaps I need to start thinking about that.
Yeah, that is something she should definitely be doing, so maybe people will have a chance to discover this music. Abby Lentz studied aerospace engineering. She works in IT. She creates electronic music. And if that's not enough, she also writes and has a couple of unpublished novels.
I did a contemporary kind of techno thriller. Got a modern day vampire novel. Both of those are done.
Well, if those are ever published and produced into a movie, Le Mort d'Abby has the soundtrack for it. Le Mort d'Abby is like so many other electronic artists. She sits in her apartment, creating music, putting it up there, and hoping, but not necessarily yearning, for the best. Her latest release is In Those Days, but it is very much In These Days on Triplicate Records. The latest album by Le Mort d'Abby is In Those Days. I'll have a link to it in the posting for this podcast. I'll also have a playlist for all the music you just heard in this feature. Just look for it at echoes.org. Next week on the Echoes podcast, the ever-charming artist Roger Eno, one of the pioneers of ambient chamber music. Don't forget to support us during our spring fund drive. Go to echoes.org and hit the support tab or the spring fundraiser ad. That's at echoes, echoes.org. This has been the Echoes podcast from PRX. See you next week, tonight on the radio somewhere in the country or at Echoes Online, right now or whenever you want.